Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin, and it is donated and dedicated Lila Nishmas, the unforgettable Rabbi Yitzchak Yeshua Ben Avraham Moshe Hollander. Olam Hashalom Zuchayna Levracha. We will begin 15 lines from the bottom on the Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara in our previous shiur had discussed the halachas about muksa on esrog. How long is an esrog muksa? Till when in sukkahs is it muksa? Says the Gemara machloikus. The machloikus that we had about muksa, Rabbi Yochanan Reshlokish, who disagreed about the status of the esrog being muksa or not, until when it's muksa, is actually, says the machloikus, the itmar, the Rav and Rav Asi had a similar machlokes. Ditma hifresh shiva esrogim v'shiva yomim. Somebody designated seven esrogim for the 7 days of Sukkot, a different esrog for every day of Yontif. Amar Rav, kol achas v'achas yotzei v'ochel l'altar. After he used the esrog every day, he can immediately use that esrog, eat that esrog. It's no longer muksa. Rav Asi Amar, kol achas v'achas yotzei v'ochel l'machor. You can't eat it that day. You would have to wait till the next day to eat it. But my kumafgi says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes? Says the Gemara, Rav is of the opinion sovelim mitzvosos k'tzoy that the esrog is only muksa when it's needed to perform the mitzvah. Here we no longer need it for the mitzvah because tomorrow we're going to use a different esrog, and therefore it's no longer muksa. Umar, whereas Rav Asi Savar, Lekulayam is Ketzoi. Since it was Muksa Ben Shmoshes, it's Muksa for the entire day. In other words, as Rashi explains, Rav is not of the opinion that once it's Muksa today, and it's going to be Muksa today through Ben Shmoshes, we say Migad is Ketzoi Ben Shmoshes is Ketzoi Lekulayam. Because Rav says, since this person, by designating seven separate esrogim, is saying that the esrog is only, it's like making a tanai. And many times when we learned the halachas of muksa, we've learned that part of learning halachas muksa means that you could make a tanai and that would prevent something from becoming muksa. So too, the person by saying I'm separating seven esrogim for the 7 days of Sukkot is essentially saying that after I perform the mitzvah on any given day of Sukkot, the esrog will no longer be muksa. And whereas Rav Asi holds that migas ketzoi ben eshmoshes misketzoi lekel yoima. So the way the Rishonim explain Rav Asi, the way Rav Asi explain, even Rav Asi is agreeable that the next day it's not muksa. But why is it not muksa the next day? If Ben Shmoshes was still muksa, it should be muksa the entire day. So the Rishonim explained that the basis of Rav Asi's opinion is that we don't say muksa machmas yom sha'avar. And since the muksa is only because of yesterday, for tomorrow I have a new esrog. So as soon as this day is over, it's no longer muksa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi both are in agreement that if that's the case, the esrog is muksa the entire Hoshana Rabbah, but it's no longer muksa after Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres, it's fine. Obviously, that could be understood for the people who live in Eretz Yisrael, because the people who live in Eretz Yisrael only have 1 day Shmini Atzeres, and since we're paskening that if it's muksa all of Hoshana Rabbah, it doesn't affect the status of Shmini Atzeres, so therefore, for certainly, there's no question on in Eretz Yisrael that they will hold on Shmini Atzeres, it's not muksa. But the Gemara, as we've been learning in our Shurim, says that in Chutz Laaretz, they kept 2 days Yontif. So now the question is, and people in Chutz Laaretz will keep 2 days Yontif, So to a degree, as we will discuss in Mitzvah Shem quite extensively in today's shir, Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz is not just to be viewed as a day that's Yontif because of Shmini Atzeres. It also has to be considered that maybe it's a day of, it's a day, it's still Hoshana Rabbah. It's a suffix if it's still from the day before. And because we have that question, now we have to understand how do we treat the Esrig on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, V'nan d'islan trei yomi, we in Chutz La'aretz will keep 2 days of Yontif. Heich avdinen, what do we do on Shmini Atzeres? What's the halach of the Esrig? Omer Abayu, so Abayu says, since as we just explained, in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini is Sofik Shvi, Shmini Atzeres is still a Sofik that's still part of Sukkos. Also, it's also to eat the Esrig is still Muksa. Because even though if we knew for sure that today was Shmini Atzeres, as Rabbi Yochanan Ravasi said, certainly it wouldn't be Muksa, because we don't say Muksa, as we just explained a few moments ago, Machmas Yom She'avar. But in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres is a Suffolk Shvi. And since it's a Suffolk Shvi, and on Shvi is part of Sukkot, the Esrog remains Muksa on Shmini Atzeres. On Shi Suffolk Shmini, but on the ninth day, which we celebrate as Simchas Torah, there they would agree mutter. Because what's the suffix on Simchas Torah? Then maybe it's still Shmini Atzeres. But Shmini Atzeres is not a day that we take the Alan Aminim, and therefore we would be, the Esrig is not Muksam. Mereima Amar Afil B'Shmini Suffix Shmi Mutter. Because he holds that since, even though, as we just finished explaining, we in Chutz La'aretz keep Shmini Atzeres, and we in Chutz La'aretz, it's a Suffolk Shvi, but at the end of the day, we don't take the Dal Aminim, as we're going to explain, on Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, since we don't take the Dal Aminim on Shmini, we don't take the Dal Aminim on Shmini Atzeres, we can't make it Muksa on Shmini Atzeres either. So most Rishonim are of the opinion that the reason it's Soft, the reason it's Rashi's explanation, the reason it's Muksa, according to Abaya on Shmini Atzeres, is because it may still be Simcha, it still may be Yontif Sukkos, and they hold that throughout the entire Yontif, the Esrig is Mutsa. Taisus, the Rei Maskil, has a different explanation. Taisus says that as we're going to learn, we in Chutz La'aretz, on Shmini Atzeres, we sit in the Sukkah. And since on Shmini Atzeres we sit in the Sukkah, if we're going to treat the Esrig in a way that it's not considered Muksa, people are perhaps not going to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because they're going to say, if Shmini Atzeres is still a Suffolk Sukkos, why are we not treating the Esrig as Muksa? And because of that, Chazal said that we should treat the Esrig, we should treat the Esrig as Muksa on Shmini Atzeres. And the Ritva goes on to explain, if indeed, as we just explained, that on Shmini Atzeres, we in Chutz La'aretz are treating it as a Suffolk Sukkah still, so why don't we take the Dal Aminim, just like as we're learning, and we're going to continue learning, that in Chutz La'aretz we sit on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, why don't we take the Sukkah? So this the Ritva explains, as we're learning, an Esrig is Muksa. When are we allowed to touch the Esrig? We're only allowed to touch the Esrig when we need the Esrig. If it's Shmini Atzeres, if there's a question that we really don't need to take the Esrig today, by taking the Esrig today, we're violating the Issa Muksa. And that's something Chazal wanted us to avoid. Sitting in the Sukkah doesn't involve any Issa. You don't have to touch the Sukkah to sit in the Sukkah. You don't have to certainly move the Sukkah to sit in the Sukkah. And that's why Chazal said you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Another pshat that I saw, the entire chiyuv of taking the Esrig, the Dal Aminim, past the first day is a Drabonim. As we learned, Midaraisa, the Chutz La'aretz, and Eretz Yisrael, not in the Beis HaMikdash, we only take the Esrig on the first day Midaraisa. All the other days are only Midrabanan. Since all the other days are only Midrabanan, So on this day, Shmini Atzeret, which is a Suffolk, as we're learning, so there, the Rabbanim did not extend the obligation to take the Esrig so far. Whereas Sukkah, which the entire Yontif, the Zechiv, the Rice, if you want to eat, you need to eat in the Sukkah. That's why Chazal extended it to Shmini Atzeres as well. Besura Avdika Merema. In Surah, they followed the opinion of Merema that on Shmini Atzeres, the Esrog is not Muksa. Rav Sheshe Berei Deravidi Ovid Kabaya, that said that the Esrog is Muksa on Shmini Atzeres. It says the Gemara, Virchus Kabaya, and Alocha is like a Baya. It's interesting to point out that Surah was a city in Bavel. And at the beginning, Surah was a city of unlearned people. And Rav moved to Surah to turn it into a place of a Makom Torah. And he brought Talmidim, he brought students there, he built the yeshiva there, he built the Beis Din there, and it became ultimately a Makom Torah. Amar Yehuda Berei Rav Shmuel Bashayos, Mishmei Derav, Shmini, Safek Shvi, on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, which as we just explained, is also a Safek if it's the seventh day, if it's still the last day of Sukkot, Shvi L'Sukkah, it's considered like Shvi for Sukkah, and it's considered Shmini, but it's considered like Shmini Lebracha, as far as the halacha of Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Kiddush, that you say Yoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh in Birchas Hamazon and in Kiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says Shmini Lezeh Lezeh. Regarding all areas of halacha, even a chutzlar Shmini Atzeres is considered completely like Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, that even though Rav Yochanan said it's Shmini Lezeh Lezeh, says the Gemara, Mesiv, and far as sitting in the Sukkah, Kula Am LePligad Yisvinan, everybody agrees that we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And there's no issue of Bal Tosef, because the issue of Bal Tosef is only if he's doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. What he does over here is that he's sitting in the Sukkah, and he's saying, if I'm obligated to sit in the Sukkah, so it should be L'Shem Mitzvah. If I'm not obligated to sit in the Sukkah, it should not be considered L'Shem Mitzvah. And therefore, it's not an issue of Bal Tosef. The question, he says the Gemara, is not regarding sit in the Sukkah. Everybody agrees that since it's a Suffolk Sukkah, we have to eat in the Sukkah. And as Tosef says, when you take the lulav, it's much more noticeable that you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Why would somebody pick up the Dal Minim if it wasn't L'Shem Mitzvah? Whereas, sitting the Sukkah is not as obvious that it's L'Shem Sukkah. That's why you should sit in the Sukkah. And therefore, and this is very important because in certain communities, our Gemara is quite clear that one is supposed to sit in the Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Yet in certain communities, they weren't so careful about sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the question is, how could they go against an explicit Gemara? So the Karban Nisanal points out, that if you live in a place where it's very cold, so when you sit in the Sukkah, it's obvious that you're sitting in the Sukkah that L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Otherwise, nobody would sit outside in such a cold climate. That's why in those places where we just said the Tosfos says you sit in the Sukkah because it's not obvious that you're doing a L'Shem Mitzvah. But if it's a place where it's obvious that you're doing a L'Shem Mitzvah, you ought not to sit in the Sukkah. And in fact, I did see that there are Paiskim that want to differentiate between, in countries of a cold climate, that they ate in Shmini Atzeres during day in the Sukkah, but they didn't eat in the Sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And the reason is because at night it was cold and it would be very obvious that you're only doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. And when it's obvious that you're doing L'Shem Mitzvah, so now you put into question Bal Tosef, etc. So they only ate by day when it wasn't so cold. And the same thing is regarding sleeping. They didn't sleep in the Sukkah. Even people who are makbid to eat in the Sukkah all the meals on Shmini Atzeres don't sleep on the Sukkah because it's cold. And it's obvious that people would not normally sleep in the sukkah unless it was a mitzvah. And then we have the problem about Taisif. We have the problem that people will not treat it properly, will get confused, and think that today is a full-fledged sukkah when it's really Shmini Atzeres. That's why they didn't sleep there. But now the question is Levruche. If when we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, do we make the bracha of Leisha B'sukkah or not? Lamand Amar Shvi L'Sukkah. The man Amar Rav, who said in our previous piece of Gemara that it's considered like Sukkah, like Sukkis, as far as the Sukkah is concerned, Bracha Nami Varchinen. We sit in the Sukkah and we make a Leishah B'Sukkah. Lamand Amar Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh. Rav Yochanan said it's considered full-fledged Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, he did not mean to say that we don't sit in the Sukkah. He agrees that you sit in the sukkah. All he meant to say was that you don't make a leishiv b'sukkah. In other words, and why not? Because, explained the Rishonim, Rashi points this out. I saw that the Novominsky Rebbe Zitzal in his Sefer Adas Yaakov goes into this. He says there's a real concern that if you're going to, says Rabbi Yochanan, if you're going to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and make a leishiv b'sukkah, so you're going to realize, you're going to think that it's not yontif. Because the only day the Rai said that there's Yontif on Sukkot is the first day of Yontif. Well, now you're going to think that today is not Yontif. It's not Yontif, and you're not going to recognize that today is Yontif because it's Shmini Atzeres. And in order to make sure that one should recognize that today is Yontif and not Chas V'Sholem in any way be Mezalzel in Shmini Atzeres, that's why Chazal said, sit in the Sukkah, but don't make a Leishah B'Sukkah. Amr Rav Yosef, the Rav Yochanan B'Yotcha, the Halacha follows the opinion of Rav Yochanan, the Rav Huna B'Bizna V'Kol G'dayla Adar, Ikla B'Sukkah B'Shmini Safak Shi, they were all sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which for us in Chutz Laretz is a Safak, if it's still the last day of Sukkahs, Meisei Hav Yisvi, they all sat in the Sukkah, however, Bruch Loi Brichi, they didn't make a Leishah B'sukkah. Says the Gemara, V'adam asav l'kaman da'amar, asked the Gemara, maybe all these G'dayli Adar held like what the opinion that we learned on Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, they held like Rav Huna B'Bizna, that held Kivin Shabir B'Yontav Rishon, once somebody makes a bracha on the first day of Yontav Leishah B'sukkah, Shuv Einu Mevarach, you don't make a bracha anymore for the duration of Yontif. And therefore, the reason they didn't make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres wasn't because they hold you don't make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because they hold you never make a bracha besides by your first meal on Sukkos. Answers the Gemara, says the Gemara, Gemir de Me'efa, so they came from Efer, and they didn't sit in the sukkah all of Yontif. So this was the first time that they sat in the sukkah. And as I said a moment ago, the first time you sit in the sukkah, whenever it is, you have to make a leishah b'sukkah. They were in Efer. Efer was a place where they had their tents. And as we learned also earlier in the Masechta, and Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, that people who live in a place of tents and they need to be able to pay attention to what they're watching, the halacha is that they don't have to sit in a sukkah. And this was the first opportunity they got to sit in a sukkah. But even if you make only a leishah b'sukkah once, they should have made a leishah b'sukkah. The reason they didn't make a leishah b'sukkah, the halacha is because they, Shmini Atzeres, we don't make a leishah b'sukkah. The Sfas Emes has a different pshat. And it goes back to something that we discussed in a previous year when we learned Daf Mem Hei. Even according to the opinion, says the Sfas Emes, that you make one leishah b'sukkah and it lasts for the entire yontif, that only is if you stay in the sukkah for the entire yontif. But let's say you'll be in a sukkah and then you'll leave the sukkah for whatever reason. Even the man d'omer that holds, Rav Huna or Shmuel, that holds that you make one leishah b'sukkah for the entire duration of yontif, will agree that if there was a hefsik, you would have to make a new leishah b'sukkah. So the way the Sfas Emes understands the Gemara is that, of course, on the first day of Yontif, they sat in the sukkah as they were supposed to sit in the sukkah. And, of course, they made a leishah b'sukkah. Then in Chol Hamoed, apparently, it was a Dover Ovid. So they went to tend to their property to their animals, an afer, so there was a hefsek. So under normal circumstances, when they would come back to the sukkah, they would have to make a new leishim sukkah according to everyone. The reason that they didn't do so, is because it was Shmini Atzeres, and like our Gemara says, on Shmini Atzeres, they didn't sit, in Shmini Atzeres, you don't make a bracha. Reb Chaim Berlin, in a tshuva, has a very difficult time understanding this Gemara. How does the Gemara calls these people the Gedolei Ador? And then he asks, the people who are considered the Gedolei Ador did not sit in the sukkah. The Gemara says, Me'efikasi, they didn't sit in the sukkah the entire duration of Yontif. So he says that these people went to Efer because they, and that he says that's why the Gemara calls them the Gedolei Ador. They went to Efer because they were there for Tzairich HaRabim. The Efer obviously was, he says, a place where they could accomplish something that people needed to accomplish for the benefit of the community, and that's why they were allowed to go there, even though it was Yontif. The Bikurei Yaakov, again, trying to address this question, how could these Gedolei Ador miss the important mitzvah sukkah, says that there were people who their way in Avodas Hashem was that they were misboided. They spent time thinking and being separated from everyone else. And these people who were these type of people spent Chol HaMoed in their Avodas Hashem and Efer, and then on Shmini Atzeres they came back to the community. Ikadamri, but there's a different way of explaining, says the Gemara, the Machloikus of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Bruchi kol amalo peligi dilema v'chinen. Everybody agrees that we would not make a leish of a sukkah. Ki plegi, and the Machloikus is only regarding sitting the sukkah. L'manda m'shvil a sukkah, the man that called Rav, who called Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, shvil a sukkah, holds mace of Yassinen, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. L'manda m'shmini l'zeh, Rabbi Yochanan, who called Shmini Atzeres as far as all aspects Shmini Atzeres, holds Mace of Nami Lo Yosfinin. We don't sit in the sukkah. Not only don't we make a leish of a sukkah, we don't even make we don't even sit in the sukkah. So Ritva asks the obvious question: we're saying that Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz is a suffix if today is Shmini Atzeres or is today Sukkos. So if we're not going to sit in the sukkah, how will we be able to understand that if today we have to be concerned it's still Sukkos? So Ritva says that the reality is that we, Bizman Hazeh, are Mekadosh, we know the months through the Cheshbon. There's a calendar that has been established that will go till Mashiach comes. And therefore they really knew that in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres. We still, of course, have to keep 2 days Yontif. But even though we have to keep 2 days Yontif, that's not in a case we're keeping the Shmini Atzeres and knowing that today is really a Shmini Atzeres and then saying it's Sukkos will diminish in our recognition that today is Shmini Atzeres. And therefore, says the Ritva, under these circumstances, even though, of course, we have to keep Yontif Sheni Shagolius, under such circumstances, not. But then I saw that the Tzlach and the Aruch Lener say that the Machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav touches a subject that we mentioned earlier in this year. Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that if somebody sits on the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, there's a question about Tosef. And therefore, even though we should keep today Shmini Atzeres as Sofik Sukkos, but on the other hand, if we're going to sit in the sukkah, there's going to be a situation about Tosef. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said it's better not to sit in the sukkah and violate Baal Tosef than sitting in the sukkah because it's a Sofik Sukkos and being over not being over Baal Tosef. Says the Gemara Amara, Rabbi Yosef, Nekoit the Rabbi Yochanan B'yotcha. We should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Shmu b'Sheles b'Shmini Sofik Shvi sat Levam Sukkah Yosef did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Mal Helchasa But the halacha is meisvi yasvinan, as we said earlier. The halacha is like that. The first version of Rabbi Yochanan, that everybody agrees that in many atzeres we should sit in the sukkah, but bruchei loy mevachinan, we don't make a bracha because for the reasons that we gave. Baal Taisif, other explained that it's tied to the sasri. If we're going to treat the day like Shmini Atzeres and then we make a leishah b'sukkah, it's very complicated. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Imrim Zman, b'shmini shulchag, on Shmini Atzeres we make a shachiyanu, v'ein Imrim Zman b'shvi shal Pesach. But on the last day of Pesach, we don't make a shachiyanu. V'amr Rav Levi b'chama v'itayim b'chama b'chanina, teida, why do we make a shachiyanu on Shmini Atzeres and not on Shvi Shal Pesach? Because Shmini Atzeres is considered a new separate yontif. Shrecholik b'shloish dvarim. Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkot with three ways. B'sukkah, we don't sit in the sukkah. V'lulav, we don't take the dalminim. V'nisach hamayim. As we've learned, and we'll still learn, that the halach is that on every day of Sukkot, they used to do nisach hamayim. And the Gemara at this point says that they weren't doing nisach hamayim on Shmini Atzeres. And says the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda da Amar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whose opinion we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Mem Ches, Amibayz, that Melug Hoy Benasa Kol Shmoina, and he holds that they did Lissach HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres as well. Difference is, Rabbi Yehuda holds yes. The Tanakama holds that every day they used three lug of water to do Nisach HaMayim, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds they used only one lug. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda da'ama b'lug ha'yim nasa kol shmoina, that says that they did Lissach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres. So that's not how we could identify Shmini Atzeres different than the rest of Sukkot. Still, harei cholok b'shnei dvorim, it's still different that we don't sit in the sukkah and we don't take dal minim on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore it's considered a separate yontif. And since it's considered a separate yontif, we don't say we make a separate shechiyanu. Ihachi, ask the Gemara, if we're saying that if a day is different than other days, then the halacha is we say Shechiyanu. So ask the Gemara, Yehachi Shvi Shal Pesach Nami. We started this piece of Gemara by saying that on Shvi Shal Pesach, we don't make a Shechiyanu. But why not? Harei Cholok Bachilas Matzah. Shmini Atzeres, Shvi Shal Pesach, is different than the beginning of Yontif. Domemar, the Gemara taught us, and Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Laila Rishoyne Chayva, then the first night of Pesach, we're obligated to eat matzah. However, Mikav El Chushus, after the first night of Pesach, we're not allowed to eat chametz, but we don't have to eat matzah. Because the Gemara Masechet Pesachim teaches us, the Pasuk says, Sheis Shamim Toichel Matzis, Ubiyoyim Meshvi Yetzeres, Ma Shvi Rishus. We learn from here, just like on the last day of Yontif, we're not obligated to eat matzah. Af shish rishus. So too is the halacha on all the other days. So we see that eating matzah is not obligatory on the last day of Pesach. And if somebody wanted to fast, or somebody wanted to eat something else, not matzah, he would be allowed to do so. So we see that Shvi Shal Pesach is different. If Shvi Shal Pesach is different, it should require a shechiyanu. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. Hosam milay l'cholok, miyoyim en l'cholok. As we just said, when are we obligated to eat matzahs on Pesach? We're only obligated to eat matzah on the first night of Yontif. After the first night of Yontif, we're not obligated to eat matzah. Whereas on Shmini Atzeres, so it's not just different than the first day, it's only different than the first night. Shvi Shal Pesach is the same as the first day. However, Hasam Milay L'Cholok, Miyoyim En L'Cholok. It's only different from the first night, not from the first day. Hocha, whereas when we speak about the differences that the Gemara just pointed out between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Yontif, it's the Shmini Atzeres is different afil miyoyim from the first day of Yontif. The first day of Yontif, we have to take the alminim. The first day of Yontif, we have to sit in the sukkah. That is not the dinner of Shmini Atzeres. Ravina says, a different way of differentiating between Shmini Atzeres and Shviyish Pesach. Zeh Cholok Shmilfonov. The Shmini Atzeres is different than the day before. Because even though the day before Shmini Atzeres is Chol HaMoed, still on Chol HaMoed we sit in the Sukkah. Still on Chol HaMoed we take the Aluminum. And in Chol HaMoed we do Nisach HaMayim. Shmini Atzeres, as we just said, all of these rules don't apply. However, when we speak about Shviyish HaPesach, Chol Mishleifonim, it's different than the first day of Yontif, but it's not different than the day before it. Because as we're learning, on Chol HaMoed, we're not obligated to eat matzah, and nor are we obligated to eat matzah on Shviyish HaPesach. So there's no way, since it's not different, you don't say a Shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, another way of understanding why Shmini Atzeres is considered a new Yontif, Hochiksiv, when we speak about the Karbonis that are brought in Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says Par. Hosom Ksiv, when the Torah speaks about the Karbonis that are brought on the rest of Yontif, it says Parim. And the way it worked was that on Sukkot, they brought many Karbonis. They brought 70 Parim, 70 cows, and there was Poiches V'Hoylich. On the first day, they brought 13 cows, and every day, they brought less and less, until on the seventh day of Sukkot, they brought 7 Parim. But on Shmini Atzeres, they brought only 1 Par. So since it's this way, it's so very different than the rest of Yontif, since it's so different than the rest of Yontif, the halach is, you make a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Omar, another way of showing that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of Yontif. Hach Ksiv, as the Pasuk introduces Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says, B'yayma Shmini Atzeres, B'yayma Shmini Atzeres Tiyelechem. V'ha'ilu, V'hasam, when we speak about the rest of Yontif, Ksiv B'yayim, it keeps on saying, B'yayma Sheni, U'B'yayma Shlishi. So we see that all of these days, the 7 days of Sukkot, are all connected as being Sukkot. And this is B'yayim, it's a separate Yontif. Rav Ashi Amar, a different way of showing that Shmini Atzeres is a new independent Yontif. Hach Ksiv K'mishpot. The Torah, when it speaks about the Karbonis that are brought in Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says B'misparam K'mishpot. For Hosom, when it speaks about the last day of Sukkot, it says B'misparam K'mishpot Tom. So what does that mean? That the rest of Yontif, all of the Karbonis, are connected, and every day we bring similar kabbonis to the day before. Shmini Atzeres has its own halachas, its own kabbonis, its own nesachim, and therefore it's a proof that it's different. Leimim Sayle, so the Gemara says, perhaps we could bring a raya to the halacha that we've been learning, that we make a shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. The Braisa teaches us, ha'parim ha'elim v'akfasim, all the different types of animals that the Torah tells us that should be used for kabbonis throughout Sukkot, makvezezeh. If you don't have all the animals that you need to bring for the kabbonis, don't bring any. Rav Yudaima, parim ein makvezezeh. If you don't have all of the parim that you have to bring on any given day of Sukkot, you could still go ahead with bringing the kabbonis. Shemes matav holchem. For as we said, the amount of kabbonis that we bring every day of Sukkot is anyway not consistent. Every day, as we said, mismatim v'olchem, it goes down from 13 parim on the first day to 7 parim on the last day. Amaloi, v'loi kulon, mismatim v'olchem v'shmini. If you're going to use that, the fact that there isn't a consistent number as a proof that they shouldn't all be essential, so in a Shmini Atzeres, it's also a different number. Because on the Sukkot, we bring Shnei Elim, 2 Elim and 14 Kvasim, and on Shmini Atzeres, we bring 1 Ayil and 7 Kvasim. So if the fact that it's not a consistent number me is a proof that they're not ma'ak of each other, so then why don't we say that about the other Kabbonis as well? Amalem, so Yehuda responds, you can't bring a raya from Shmini Atzeres to Sukkot because Shmini regel b'fnei atzmahu. Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif. Kshein, sheshiva shimei chag tunin karbon, they have the 7 days of Sukkot, they have a special kabbonis, shir, that we know when the kabbonis were brought, the Levium would say shira, and all the shira that was said on Sukkos related to you're not allowed to steal from the matas aniyim, they were obligated to give the aniyim what they're obligated to get. However, with bracha, the Gemara is going to explain on Amud Beis what bracha means. Lina, the night of Matzah Yontif Harishon, the night after the first day of Sukkos, even if you did not bring karbonos on that first day of Sukkos, you have to stay over in Yerushalayim. That means, normally, whenever you bring a carbon, if you didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkos, and you're going to bring it one of the other days of Sukkos, so the night after you bring a carbon, you need to remain in Yerushalayim. But there's a special rule that the first day of Yontif, you have to remain in Yerushalayim that night as well. Af Shmini, says the Gemara, so to be Shmini Tzeres, Tarbin carbon, it requires its own carbon, as we just said. Shear, it has its own shira. It's not connected to the shira that was said during Sukkos that we just identified what that shira was. Rather, on Shmini Atzeres, they said the Perek and Tehillim, Lamnatseach ala Shminis. Shear, it had its own shear, with bracha, and had its own bracha. Lina, just like we said on the night after the first day of Yontif, because of the covet of Yontif, you need to remain in Yerushalayim that night. So too, the night of Shmini Atzeres, whether you brought your own carbon or you didn't bring your own carbon, you have to stay over Yerushalayim. My love. Now, when the Gemara said, the Braisa kept on saying that Shmini Atzeres has its own bracha, suggest the Gemara, what was meant when we kept on saying it have its own bracha? My love's man. So we see that Shmini Atzeres has its own shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, loy, that's not what was meant. What was meant was regarding Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah. Because throughout Sukkos, we say in Birchas Hamazon and Tefillah, as Yoim Chaga Sukkos Hazeh, and on Shmini Atzeres, we say Yoim Shmini Chag Tzeres Hazeh. And that's what it meant. It has nothing to do with Shechiyonu. Says the Gemara Hachanami Mistabra, that what was referred to with Bracha was regarding the how we mention in the davening. This Alkadatach, Gizman, it was saying that what makes Shmini Atzeres different than Sukkos is regarding Shechiyonu. Ask the Gemara's man called Shiva Ika. There's no Shechiyonu during the rest of Yontif. We're saying that Shmini Atzeres is different than the rest of Sukkah. It's not true. It's not different than the rest of Sukkos, because on all of Sukkos, we don't say Shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Diloy Baruch Idna, if somebody did not say Shechiyonu the first day of Sukkos, Mevaruch Lemachar or Le'ayom Achroina, you can make a Shechiyonu any other time. And this Machlok, the Ritva says, what does that mean? So the Ritva gives two explanations. One says that if somebody by accident couldn't make a Shechiyonu on the first day, he can make a Shechiyonu on the other days. But then the Ritva says, meaning that if you deliberately did not make a Shechiyonu on the first day, you can't make a Shechiyonu on the other days. Then the Ritva says it doesn't make a difference. Why? If you didn't make a Shechiyonu on the first day, you can make a Shechiyonu any time during Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, how can we suggest that we make a Shechiyonu Chol HaMoed? Become Makom Kais Binin. Don't you have to have a cup of wine? The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Kais Yeshuas Esa U'Veshem Hashem Ekra. So Chazal said that a Shechiyonu should always be recited over a cup of wine. So how could we say that you could say Shechiyonu during Chol HaMoed? There is no wine there. Says the Gemara, that you can make, from here we see that you don't have to make a Shechiyonu wine. Lema Masailei, Domer Rav Nachman, Zman Omer Afilu B'Shuk. You could say Shechiyonu whenever you remind yourself that you need to say Shechiyonu, you could be standing in the street and make the Shechiyonu. Deimrin Bein Kais, if you're going to say that you only have to have a cup of wine, Kais Kol Yom Miyika, is there a cup of wine every day? So from here we see that you don't have to make a Shechiyonu on a Kais. Says the Gemara, this is not a Raya. Because Dilma, maybe the halacha is that it's ikle kais, it's cholamoid, and maybe you don't have to make a shechianu, but you made a shechianu, you found a cup, and you'll be able to make a shechianu. So I saw that Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal was asked, that isn't there a halacha that in every day of Yontif, including cholamoid, to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, you have to drink wine? So how could the Gemara suggest that there was no wine during cholamoid? So Rabbi Yoshev answered that fulfilling the amount of wine you need for Simchas Yontif is less than the amount of wine that you need to fulfill for Kiddush and for Shechianu. And that's what the Gemara meant to say. And then the Gemara said, no, your Baruch Hashem had enough wine, even you had enough wine that you could make a Shechianu. But here we have clearly learned in our Gemara that in Shmini Atzeres is a yontif for itself. And the Gemara said that, what does it mean that it's a yontif for itself? L'inyan brocha. And that means, as we said when we learned the Gemara a few minutes ago, that in Shmini Atzeres, we say Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Azeh, we don't say Chag Sukkos Azeh. And of course, the question comes up very often. For the 7 days of Sukkos, we become accustomed to say as Yom Chag Sukkos Azeh. And now in Shmini Atzeres, I again said Chag HaSukkos Hazeh instead of saying Shmini Atzeres. Do I have to repeat it or not? So the Taz holds that since we find that the Torah calls Shmini Atzeres Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean? Atzeres means the extension of the Yontif Sukkos. And since we find that Shmini Atzeres is so very connected to Sukkos, if you don't have to, if you said Sukkos, but the Eved, you don't have to repeat the Shemin Esrei. And in fact, that's the Psak of Ramosha Zatzal and the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Chelik Gimel Simen Tzadik Zayin. However, there are Paiskim that disagree. Some Paiskim say, our Gemara is very clear that you're supposed to make a different bracha on Shemin Atzeres versus the bracha that you say on Sukkos. So it's the Brikei Yosef holds that you're not Yotza. And then I saw a third opinion, which the Shari Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah quote, it depends what was your intention. If it was your intention, and you recognized that today is Shmini Atzeres, that today is not Sukkos, but for whatever reason you got confused, and you said Sukkos instead of Shmini Atzeres, but it was your intention and your knowledge to recognize that today is a separate yontif, you need not repeat the Shemin Esrei. But if you didn't recognize that, the halacha is that you would have to, if you didn't recognize that, you would have to repeat the Shemin Esrei if you said Sukkos instead of saying Shmini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara, we mentioned a moment ago that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate yontif, and by saying it's considered a separate yontif, it meant that the night after Shmini Atzeres, just like the night after the first day of Sukkos, they had to remain Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, Shmini Tanglina, is it his opinion that on Shmini Atzeres you had to remain the night after Yerushalayim? V'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menayin LePesach Sheni. We know if somebody didn't bring the Korban Pesach for various circumstances on Pesach Rishon, you bring it on Pesach Sheni. How do we know that doesn't require Tuna Lina? Nemar, because the Pasuk says by Pesach Rishon, Upanisa Babaiker Valachta Lalecha, that only in the morning after the first night of Pesach may you go back home. You had to be in Yerushalayim that night. And the Pasuk over there also says, Shesh Shamim Ta'ich HaMatzis, says the Gemara, Eshetan Shisha, the Yontif that continues for another 6 days, that's the yontif that Torn Lina, that you have to remain in Yerushalayim after the first night. However, Pesach Sheni, Shein Torn Shisha, that the yontif doesn't continue for 6 days after the day of Pesach Sheni, ain't Torn Lina, the Lina is not required. Lemutimai, says the Gemara, what is this coming to teach us? Lemutinam Shmini Shel Chag, isn't it coming to teach us that Shmini Shel Chag, since there is no sixth yontif afterwards, after Shmini Atzeres, there's no Rechiv Lina, says Mar Loi. That's not what the Brice is coming to teach us. The Brice is coming to teach us the Mute Pesach Sheni Kivasei. Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina, but Shmini Atzeres does, says the Gemara. Hachinam Mstabra, that the pasuk is coming to speak about Pesach Sheni. The brayso of the pasuk are coming to speak about Pesach Sheni. The Tanan habikurim. If somebody has his first fruit, the Torah says reishis bikurei ad moscha tavi beis Hashem al kecha tunin carbon. When you bring the bikurim, you bring along a carbon. The tenufa, we have to the shear. They have to the levim have to say shira when they brought it. Or tenufa, we have to pick up those peiros and wave them like we do with the dalaminum, the four sides, four directions, and top and bottom. Velina, we have to stay over that night. It says the Gemara, man shamtle. Who's the man that says bikurim require tenufa? Rabbi Yehuda. The Kamar, and still he says, Tuna Lina. So we see that even though there isn't 6 days after Yontif Shavuos, we see that Lina is not required. So it only says the Gemara Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina, but could be Shmini Atzeres does require Lina. Where did Rabbi Yehuda teach us that Bikurim requires Tanufa? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk says in the Pasha Bikurim, V'inachtob, we learn from here, Zutanufa, the waving that we just discussed. Says the Gemara, Ataim Zutanufa, isn't indeed the waving, maybe the halach is that you have to put down the Bikurim by the Mizbech. Shoimer, when the Pasuk says, V'nichlefne Mizbech Hashem Elokecha, so the Torah already taught us Hanocha Omer, that we're supposed to put it down. Homani Mekayim V'nachtoi, what does the Torah say again, V'nachtoi? Tanufa. V'dema, ask the Gemara, we just said that only Pesach Sheni doesn't have to have Lina. Shmini Atzeres does require Lina. And Bikurim required Tanufa and Lina, even though there's no days of Yontif after the first day of Sukkot. That's the opinion of Yehuda. Ask the Gemara of Adilma, maybe that opinion that says that Shavuos requires Tanufa and Lina is not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovhi. The Tanya, the pasuk says, "V'lokach ha'koyin tanim yodecha liman ha'bikurim shetuna tenufa." Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that bikurim require tenufa, and therefore we'll say that the Mishnah that says bikurim shvuos requires tenufa v'lina is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But Rabbi Yehuda will hold that since there's no yontif after the first day of shvuos, there's no Lina on Shavuos, and there won't be Lina on Shmini Atzeres either. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, how does he learn that they require Tanufa? Says the Gemara, Asya Yad Yad Mishlamim. He learns the following Gzeri Shava. Ksiv Hacha regarding Bikurim, V'lokach HaKoyim HaTenem Yodecha, V'ksiv Hasam by the Karban Shlamim, Yodav Tviyenu as Isha Hashem, Lahavi Oysa Tanufa Lefnei Hashem, Makan Koyin, just like by the Bikurim you need Tanufa through the Koyin, the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKoyin. Af Lahalan, you need Tanufa with the Koyin. Umar Lahalan by the Torah says, Balam, that the owner of the carbon must do Tanufa, because the Pasuk says, Yovi es Kabonoi Lashem Mizevach Shlomam, and the Pasuk says, Afkan Balam. So how do we have the both of them, the owner and the Kohen, do Tanufa? HaKeitzad, Kohen Meniach Yod HaTachas HaBalam, the Kohen puts his hand under the hands of the owner, Umenef, and he does Tanufa. That means the owners kept the fingers on the side of the basket, and the Kohen put his hand under the basket, and therefore that's how the Tanufa was done by the Bikurim and by the Karban Shlamim.